This is St. Louis Public Radio. NASA is rolling out its next era of space travel, and a Saint Anne native is in the middle of it all. Astronaut Robert Behnken has already been on 2 shuttle missions and 6 spacewalks. His next challenge is a reusable spacecraft project involving entrepreneur Elon Musk's Space Exploration Technologies Corporation and NASA. Behnken talks to St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt about flying the SpaceX Crew Dragon.
I'll be involved with the first human test flight, so we'll only have 2 crew members. But the eventual goal after our flight is that it will be declared ready to shepherd 4 crew members to the International Space Station and bring 4 crew members back.
What is involved in the test flight process?
So when we develop a new spacecraft, much like a new airplane, we have to cycle through all of the kind of operational scenarios that it'll be used in. And so for this vehicle, it needs to be able to, you know, safely launch out of Florida, provide all the things we need to be able to live inside of it, and successfully dock with the International Space Station.
When did you know you wanted to go into space?
When I was in undergraduate school, I was at Washington University, and I was a ROTC student. There was a dream sheet, a little sheet of paper that you filled out before you went to your first active duty assignment where you got to write down what you wanted to be. And I looked through the big book of choices, and there actually was an Air Force duty title called astronaut and a little code you could put on that sheet, and it filled in the right number of 6 characters on there. And so I thought, well, I'll put that as my number one choice and go from there. And they sent me my dream sheet back and said, no, you can't put astronaut. That's something you earn. You don't just get to pick that as your number one choice and get a chance to go and do it. And I had done it kind of in a joking fashion, but that's really when I caught the bug to try to pursue an astronaut opportunity. And then just a few years later, while I was a graduate student out at Caltech, one of my classmates applied and he was accepted. And for the very next class, I applied and I was selected.
Even going back to your high school days, was science always a favorite subject, or did that emerge later as well?
I was really lucky. I was a student at Pattonville High School. I was able to take university-level calculus, a couple of years of physics, as well as a couple of years of chemistry. So a lot of math and science I was able to get as a high school student, and those were topics that interested me. I wasn't trying to be an astronaut when I took those classes, but they certainly set me up for success years later.
How important is it for high school students today to really have a solid understanding of STEM topics? How important do you think that education is?
I think that having that strong background allows people to think logically and make good decisions in a lot of different areas, not only to just make things safe for folks like me who rely on their technical analysis and the hard work that folks do later in their careers. I really do think that it's just critical that people have that background for being able to make good decisions in a lot of things, much more mundane than a guidance problem to get to the International Space Station.
Considering the amount of time you've spent doing spacewalks, is there a way to describe that experience?
It was probably my 3rd or 4th spacewalk before I was really able to appreciate that awe and wonder and just watching the Earth and thunderstorms and the sunrises and the sunset and the multiple cloud layers all moving at the same time and really take that in and appreciate it.
Once you were out there and saw the Earth from that perspective, is there really anything that could have prepared you for that moment?
I don't think there's anything that can prepare you for that moment. Frankly, the same is true for riding a rocket into orbit as well. They do a great job with trying to give you the experiences that prepare you for it, but until you've gone through it, you just don't know kind of the emotional peace you're going to feel for the first time when they light the boosters underneath you and you know that you're going someplace and you hope it's the right place.